AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump celebrated his first 100 days of his second term at a rally in Michigan.
After a lifetime of unelected bureaucrats stealing your paychecks, attacking your values, and trampling your freedoms, we are stopping their gravy train, ending their power trip, and telling thousands of corrupt, incompetent, and unnecessary deep state bureaucrats, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. You're fired. Get out of here.
The president focused on past grievances and mocked former President Joe Biden, attacking his mental health. President Trump again claimed he won the 2020 presidential election. During the rally, he returned to immigration and applauded his administration's mass deportation efforts. On Tuesday, he also signed executive orders relaxing some of his 25% tariffs on autos and auto parts. President Trump told reporters the administration wants to help manufacturers during this transition short term. Automakers and analysts have said the tariffs could raise prices and make U.S. production less competitive worldwide. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the latest from the Canadian elections.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals have fallen short of winning an outright majority in Parliament in a vote widely seen as a rebuke of President Donald Trump. The election results emerged on Tuesday, a day after the party scored a stunning comeback victory. Carney's rival, populist Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, was in the lead until Trump took aim at Canada with a trade war and threats to annex the country as the 51st state. The Liberals could be left just three seats shy of a majority. That means they'll have to seek help from another, smaller party to pass legislation. The Liberal Party seemed likely to find the extra votes necessary, but it was not clear where they would come from. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. Vietnam is celebrating 50 years since the end of the war with the U.S. The country's top official told crowds the past decades has led to everlasting unity. And a list of movies you can look forward to watching this summer.
He's back.
Superman is back July 11th in the U.S. and he's not the only comic book star with a summer blockbuster.
Whatever life throws at us.
Fantastic Four First Steps comes out July 25th. A lot riding on summer films, but with big movies like F1 starring Brad Pitt and Damson Idris.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
This summer has the potential to cross $4 billion at the box office, and it kicks off May 2nd with Thunderbolts. Also on tap, Jurassic World Rebirth, and live-action versions of How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, among others.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.